welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name's Kerry Stevenson, and for those of you that watch our interviews, you'll know and recognise the person on screen today. Her name is Karen Pedersen. She's the Managing Director of Trigg Mining. Now, it was only a short month ago when we were talking about what is Trigg Mining, potash of sulfate of potash, got that backwards, and all the things she's doing. They were about to go heli drilling. So I really want Karen to give us an update on where she's at, because she's got some assay results back. It's all looking very positive. She's pretty excited about what's going on. Look at that smile on her face. So, Karen, welcome to the program. Great to see you again. Lake Throstle behind you. Tell our listeners what's going on, because you've been very, very busy.
That we have. So we finished that helicopter supported program and got the assay results back, and we're just so excited because it just keeps confirming everything we thought it was going to be. So more high grade results, really consistent results too. So with this program and the previous program, the heli program has drilled down to about 10 metres into the superficial aquifer. So we're just scratching the surface at this point across a huge area. It's about, I think our tenement's some 40 kilometres long and up to 15 kilometres wide. And all of this is prospective for sulphate of potash. So the two programs to date that have targeted that superficial aquifer have returned, like 90% of those holes have given us results over 10,000 milligrams per litre of sulphate of potash, which is a really good result.
I was just about to say, I'm going to interrupt you and say, what does that actually mean for those of us that don't really understand? I mean, just to remind our listeners, sulphate of potash actually helps our farmers get more out of their crops. It's really important. And to date, we have been importing it. What Karen is doing is ensuring that we have a great supply from here in Australia. That's such a positive thing. So when you say that, Greg, can you just explain what that means?
Well, the consistency is really important right across that, but our grades are up to 14,800 milligrams per litre in that brine. So it is really concentrated. It's got really great chemistry as well for producing sulphate of potash in the brine, because these are dissolved ions. It's like electrolytes. It's a huge resource of electrolytes. And potassium is an incredibly important one for the human body. We need 4,700 milligrams per day, each and every one of us in our diet. So this, there is potential here for a resource that's a grade there, very comparable to the other high-grade projects for sulphate of potash here in Australia.
So in terms of getting these assays, is it gone beyond what you were thinking? And just remind our viewers how you came across this particular, like, it's, no one's actually looked here before for sulphate of potash, is that right?
That's quite right. No one has drilled a hole at all in this country. This salt lake has never been drilled for anything ever. So it's all very new and very exciting. And we've just recently finished the gravity survey, which sends a message down into the ground and gives us an idea of the paleo channel, because what we're looking for minerals that are in the water. It's really, really salty water. There's a huge amount of it sitting just below the surface in the desert regions. Lake Throstle sits at the end of a drainage system that drains a lot of the Gibson Desert into it. So it's concentrating the minerals over millions of years in this ancient riverbed that contains all of this incredible salty water, with potassium being one of those very important salts that we need.
Yeah, and for those of you that think, oh well, it's water, how could we, it's very salty water, so you can't, in its current form, you can't use it. You've got to, I guess, re-engineer it so that you get this sulfate of potash, which in turn will help the farmers get better results from their crops. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And the way we can do that is so sustainable, because it's pumping water out of the ground that is replenishing with rainfall over time. So we're not stopping the geological environment, but also we get to harvest solar energy in its naturalest form by evaporating that water to produce the salts and then create that sulfate of potash at the end of the evaporation cycle. So it's in fact an organic fertilizer that provides two of the four really important macronutrients for plant growth without any detrimental element at all.
Well, that's ticking a few boxes there, Karen, especially when people are worried about the environment and stuff. This is not an area that you can do anything apart from extract this sulfate of potash to give to our farmers to increase the crops, all within Australia, so we're not importing it anymore. Really important. How difficult, excuse me, I've been talking too much today. How difficult is it going to be for you to actually get this to market? First question. And what's your timeline from here? Because I can see how excited you are about this. I guess this has blown away what your initial concepts were.
Well, naturally, I'm a mining engineer, so I really do want to talk about the development side of this, but we still are in that exploration discovery phase. The next part of all of this is following up that gravity survey that's indicated we have this channel hosting it about 46 kilometres under our granted tenement. We've got about 70 kilometres of that trend under all of our applications in that area. We've got some 700 odd square kilometres across this project, and it's up to 6 kilometres wide. So the next step for us is to go and put some drill holes into that. The gravity survey is also indicating it could be about 120 metres deep. So this has great potential for scale, as well as the grade that we're already discovering in that shallow aquifer. So the first step for us is to define and scope out that resource with an inferred resource, and that's what all this drilling is leading towards. And we hope to have that that inferred resource by the end of the year.
That's fairly fast moving as well when we consider how big this particular project is. So shareholder funds are going into the ground to define your maiden resource, get on with the job. And as you say, you're a mining engineer. You just want to make this happen.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And this is not just Throssell's maiden resource, but at Trigg Mining, since listing in October, we've already established a first resource, what will be a satellite project to Throssell at Late Raisin, where we've already got a resource there of 6 million tonnes. And the grade at Throssell is three times that, and it's looking like the scale is considerably bigger as well. So we're very excited by what we hope to see in the results of the drilling program.
No wonder you wanted to come and chat with me today. So much happening in your world. So let's just talk for those people that are investing in Trigg Mining at the moment. Lots of news flow coming out at the moment. What can you say to investors right now? Because this is, I guess it's a defining moment in the Trigg Mining story.
Oh, it is. We are really proving up what our hypothesis was when we went to when we came to list on the stock exchange. We really did believe Throssell was going to deliver the goods on grade and volume, and it really is shaping up to be that. And this drilling program that's coming up will give us a very clear indication of just what that volume looks like and the potential grade of it too.
Capital raisings, are you going to need to go to market soon? Because this is a big project, but it has got so much potential. And as you say, the grades are very high grade. It's a massive project. What are the next steps along the way for you there?
Yes, well, to do this, we will need to raise some more money. We've got the money to do the drilling program, but this is exploration. We do need to raise funds as we go forward. So, yeah, that will be coming up shortly.
Do you know what? When you say this is exploration, I kind of go, no, it's not. You found it.
But oh, quite true, yes.
But it's a very exciting time for Trigg. Any last comments that you'd like to make, Karen?
Just very, very excited about all of this. This has been a project in the making for quite some time. I think my personal purpose has been very much driven to doing something that is a little bit different, but it's about the sustainability. It's about doing things for purpose. You know, we do need this for our food supply. We do need quality sources of quality fertilisers so that we can continue to be the quality food bowl for the world. So this is incredibly important, incredibly close to my heart that we deliver it well, do all the thorough engineering as we move forward. and make this happen.
Karen, that's what I think I really like about chatting to you, because you do have such a passion for what you're doing and your understanding of the fact that sulfate of potash, as you say, it's going to help our farmers. It's going to grow our community as a food bowl. And I think, as you say, it's not an interruption to the environment. It's actually going to help our environment here in Australia.
Yep.
Thank you so much for talking with me today, Karen. And goodness me, I will probably speak again in a month and you'll be further down the road. Very exciting times. Thanks for chatting.
Thanks a lot, Carrie.